He's the only man who was, according to John. So he upholds all things by the word of his power. His power holds all things together. You know, all those constants of the universe, why are they so constant? Because God upholds them. They're laws. They cannot be broken. Why? Why should they not just fluctuate randomly? You know, gravity, why does it have a fixed value? I mean, that's inexplicable. It just does. And even, and I think that they have made, you know, and they may detect at some point that, oh, you know, it does fluctuate a little. And that doesn't, you know, I'm not saying that. What am I, why am I saying that? I'm just because I thought maybe they might have. Like there's like a vibration. Like a resonant frequency almost of gravity. Well, because we say, oh, it's a constant. And then man jumps out saying, see, God holds it straight. You know. But just as sound that comes in waves, there's no reason other things aren't in waves as well. Even things that we perceive as constants, like the speed of light. That's all just talk. It doesn't have anything to do with this. Because I don't know. And I don't care to know, though I admit I look into those things as a point of amusement. But not as a something... Yeah, I don't go to science to understand the Bible, and I don't go to the Bible to understand science. But as much as I have somewhat overlapping knowledge, sometimes that jumps out. And upholding all things by the word of his power. But he upholds all things by the word of his power. His power, and merely he says so. And there's power there to make it so. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. His death, his blood being shed, God made it so that that is the purchase price paid for our sins. You know, he died for the remission of sins that are past. Our past is wiped out. I said, well, what about things you do in the future? Well, that's something else he came for, is that we would not have, he would change our nature. So that in the future, we will not sin. I have never met anyone for whom that happened all at once. And even in the, you know, I look at the apostles and I see vast changes in their character. But I wouldn't say that it happened all at once. That's why Paul talked about running a race. We run the race to be crowned. But in simply said, drawing on other scriptures, especially Romans, that Christ died for our sins, washed them away, and imputes to us righteousness, so that God does look at us as righteous, those who believe on him, we who are his elect. But that does not mean that he turns a blind eye to sin. The third corner of that triangle is he actually changes our nature and makes us to be the righteousness of God in him. You know, the grace of God which brings salvation teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. That's how we should live. That's what we are praying for. That's what we seek for. Those are the promises we believe in. We know that his divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. This is all a product of his death and resurrection. He purged our sins. Looks at us as sons. And helps us along the path to holiness, which is our expected end. And don't leave out any part of that. Because when you leave out any part of that, you're leaving out an essential element of the faith. And it's not our work to do. It's his work in us. Now, we will expect it, experience it as working in us. So yeah, God works in us to do it. But we are the ones who walk and have it done. So we need to look for it. He has purged us, washed the sins away. Being made so much, and he sat down on the right hand of the majesty. And, he ascended into heaven. He is set down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Notice he says, he says the majesty on high, but it doesn't say like the other figure or the other image of God. There's another image of God, an image of a father, an old guy. He sat down next to the older gentleman who is the other image of God. There is no other image of God. Christ is the only image. You will not see, though the Holy Ghost descended in bodily shape like a dove, that is not the person of the Holy Spirit. As far as the Holy Spirit is not this visible, animal. I don't know how else to say it. It's not a creature, but he is God. Whether, though it takes on a shape for man to see, that is not the, it is not, incarnate in that shape. It's just a vision. I suppose, God could take whatever shape he wants, of course. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Christ, as Son of God, his name is more excellent. Because he is heir of all things. He's better than angels. Though in some respect he's likened to angels, isn't he? Because an angels are physical forms and men, they're not physical beings in that sense, but they are visible. They're not carnal, but they certainly are physical. They're physical enough that the men of Sodom and Gomorrah wanted to lay with them, to know them intimately. So if they weren't physical, they certainly can fool you. And the men of Sodom were certainly fooled. So, but to which of the angels said he at any time, "You are my son, this day have I begotten thee"? It's from Psalm 2.